Let's hear from highlights from this weekend's games on KNIA KBLS. We begin with Knoxville baseball at Des Moines Christian in Class 3A sub-state opener on 95.3 KNIA.
From tri-camp as Norris hits that out into shallow center, and that should score one for Knoxville as McCarty being waved around, and it is now 3-1.
Oh, just a beautiful piece of hitting there by Norris. Just went with the breaking ball, just stuck, slapped the bat at it, and took it over the second baseman's head for a base hit, RBI.
And we'll hit that one out. Chance for a double play for the Lions. And McCarty will be safe, and that'll score one run. Now two runs for the Panthers, and we're all knotted up at three. Pitch from trying camp is hit into left field. That ball's deep. Going. And against the wall, digging for second. And runner will be waved around. Norris in for a Knoxville run. And they've taken the lead. 4-3. Panthers on top here in the fifth. Quick 0-2 count here to Norris. As that ball will be hit at third and down for a hit as it goes. I would rule that a hit. It kind of went off the, bounced over the glove of the third baseman, but a hard hit ball.
Yep, line drives. One hopper, short hop. Third baseman had to move to his left.
That ball will be chopped and not fielded cleanly, and that'll score one for the Panthers. Almost being waved around was Gifford, but Norris will score, and Knoxville's now taking a 5-3 lead as that ball will be hit hard out into center field and caught, but a runner will tag you up. And Rosaboom will score and give Knoxville another run to take a 7-3 lead. 1-0 Gifford trying to cap off a gem here as that's going to be hit into center field. Tracking it, and caught. And the Panthers pick up a 7-3 win on the road at Des Moines Christian to advance in Class 3A sub-state play. What a performance on the mound by Kyler Gifford and the Knoxville offense as the Panthers get it done here in Urbandale.
Final score, Knoxville 7, DMC 3. Pella softball traveled to Carlisle for a 4A regional semifinal live on 92.1 KRBLS.
And that's driven deep, way back, and gone! Eekhoff just bombed that one to deep left center. A no-doubter. It's Pella 1, Carlisle nothing here in the top of the first inning. Eekhoff rocks back, fires home. Runner going, pitches high, throw down, tag to the face, got her! Lucy Carlson plucks two would-be Carlisle base stealers, rolling for out number one, and now Oates to end the inning. Swing and a ground ball, and this is a Riley Parks three-up, three-down inning. 5-3, 5-3, 5-3. Sounds a bit like a Wimbledon score. We're going to the fourth. 1-0 Pella. Eight in a row retired by Emma Eekhoff, and it's now two balls and two strikes to Logan Brown. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Emma Eekhoff is in fuego. 5 Ks through four. 1-0 Pella. And it's Claire Benson who is 2-for-2 today. She had the first two Carlisle hits, and now she's got a chance here in the bottom of the sixth. If she gets her third hit, we've got a tie game. First pitch from Eekhoff. Fly ball, shallow right field, caught by Van Zanny. Inning over. The Wildcats get a runner to third for the first time in the game, but can't bring her home. 1-1 pitch, swing and a grounder to third. Parks steps on the bag, and the Dutch do it. They send the defending state champions packing in the regional semifinals.
Final score, Pella 1, Carlisle nothing. Finally, Pella Christian and Cardinal took 2 days to complete a Class 2A regional softball semifinal beginning on KNIAKBLS.com, KBLS 2, and ending on KBLS.
3-1 our score. Patrick shows bunt, does get the bunt down. Maddie Van Zee bare hands it, fields it. Bryn Rosenboom going to throw it to the plate. Faith Kekmarinski with a great stop. They're going to throw it to third. Chloe Snyder, there's a double play for the Eagles. Faith Kekmarinski stops the ball in front of her, makes the runner revert back to third, throws it to Chloe Snyder. She'll tag the runner out. Double play. The Eagles 1 out away from the regional final.
Final score, Pella Christian 3, Cardinal 1. Highlights from our baseball and softball games this weekend on KNIA KBLS and KNIAKBLS.com.